It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's interesting to note that not all of us have the same number of syllables in the word interesting.
Very interesting.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
It sounds like we're going to have a syllabus this morning. How did this topic come about, Anne?
This actually came about through a conversation I had with some folks here at the studio. We were talking about what they notice about language, and one person, who will remain nameless, said, you know, one of my pet peeves is people who say the word interesting with four syllables. And somebody else who was part of the conversation said, I say it as four syllables, and you just have to love it when that happens.
Well, so it's interesting or interesting. Do we know how many people say one or the other?
I don't know how many say one or the other, but I do know that people say both. And that there are people who don't like the four-syllable pronunciation. But the fact is that the three-syllable pronunciation is actually the newer one. The four-syllable one was a long-standing pronunciation. I think it started to become three syllables in the 20th century. It's pretty recent. If you look in the online Oxford English Dictionary, which still has the early entry, it hasn't been revised in the third edition, it only has a four-syllable pronunciation. If you look in modern standard dictionaries from the last 10 years, they will show multiple pronunciations, three syllables and four syllables. They'll also show interesting or interesting with different vowels there. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of options. Both the four-syllable and three-syllable are standard. The process of going from four to three, that losing of a syllable, is called syncope in linguistics, where an unstressed syllable just gets lost. We also do it in words like family, where you could say family, but many of us say family, or memory for memory.
Well, that song would have sounded very different. We are family. No, it's we are family.
Yes.
No, what are some other words like that?
Well, American English speakers can lose a syllable in the word laboratory, because we've moved the stress up to the first syllable. British English speakers who say laboratory are going to have one more syllable than many American English speakers.
I was thinking of one this morning. Different.
Yes, exactly. And for some people, chocolate will lose a syllable. So it's not that this is a regular process for words that an unstressed syllable can get lost. So for all the people who are worried about the four-syllable pronunciation of interesting, just know that it is actually the older one and that interesting with three syllables is innovative.
So it's not a matter of us being too lazy to utter the syllables.
Well, I'm always reluctant to call speakers lazy, but in rapid speech, we can lose syllables.
I'll just call them lazy then. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.